Seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. Are you talking from your diaphragm?
My diaphragm.
He's on the thing. Aggressive. We can do without.
Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on. Let it all out.
After burp. Brah, brah. I am Hercules Mulligan, up in it, loving it. Oh, that's not appropriate.
Is that what your mother said?
I just completely froze and forgot what was new.
It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
What's new, Nate? Besides the fact that you sound like you're about to die.
Yeah, a little under the weather this week.
This might be your last episode ever.
I mean, who knows? It could hit me and I could just die.
Yeah. What do they say? We're all day today. That's what they say about baseball players when they're listed as day to day.
Yeah, we're all day today.
We're all day today.
We're all day today. But yeah, no, I've been a little under the weather. Hopefully get over this.
We may have an increase in female listeners with your sexy deep baritone voice today.
You know, maybe. I doubt it, though. It's a little groggly.
Is that a word? That's a word.
Yeah, I don't think that's a word.
It is on this show.
Sure.
Have you had any cough syrup today?
I've taken some DayQuil today, yes.
Medicine brain.
So what's new, Travis?
It's freezing.
It is so cold.
That's what's new.
It is so cold this week.
Like, it's colder than it's been in years, right?
Oh, yeah. This is the coldest weather we've had in probably 4 years.
And we're recording this in front of an actual fire.
Yes, we have a fire in the fireplace.
This is a podcast first time recording event.
Some ambiance.
Yes. It's almost like we're in a lodge.
I was about to say that. Like, we're in a hunting lodge.
Yes.
What's new with you, Em?
Well, Travis, not a whole lot going on with me personally. However, here in the studio tonight, we have the one and only Kaylee Grace Henderson back at the mic.
I'm back.
Nate, do you have something? I mean, you look like you're pensive here. This is Nate's little sister.
My little sister.
I feel like when you say little sister, it sounds like I'm like 13.
Yeah, she's...
She's 14, everyone. Leave her alone.
14 and a half.
And you may find yourself asking, why do we have Kaylee Grace here? Do you find yourself asking that?
Yeah, I'm still confused on that, too.
Same.
It is because we took Kaylee, everyone on the show, me, Nate, Emily, Kaylee, their brother Matt, who you guys may hear in the background occasionally, who's here, and their father, Terry.
Terrence.
And we all went on a duck hunt. And this was Kaylee's first duck hunt.
First ever duck hunting experience.
Should we put a disclaimer in here that says, critics are calling last week's episode a train wreck?
Yeah. It was pretty much a train wreck.
From beginning to end, right?
I mean, it was just, all we did was laugh the entire time.
We love the feedback. Thank you, everyone that reached out to us. It sounds like you guys had as much fun with it as we did.
People seem to like it.
You know, I do have a what's new. After last week's episode, we start every recording session with an AA meeting. I usually start, and we're going to get a lot better from here on out.
We've had Rob Chapman, the guys from Florida Fishing Products, yep. Well, at least Ty from Florida Fishing Products.
Right.
And these guys have come on the show, and you know, a lot of them have hunted, a lot of them have deer hunted or whatever, and they're like, but I've never duck hunted before. And so we wanted to take an approach and do an episode where we talk to someone that's never been duck hunting before that we took on a duck hunt.
Enter Kaylee Grace.
Enter Kaylee Henderson, who is the perfect candidate. this is not your first time on the show. You were on What I Want to Eat for Christmas.
Yes.
The food episode, which is ironic.
Yes.
With your cooking prowess. And
thanks.
I made a note here. This is the note that I wrote in the show notes. Precursor, Kaylee is not what we classify as an outdoors woman. You're not foreign to hunting or fishing.
No.
When was the last time you went fishing?
Last summer.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But you in your life are pretty accomplished. What's the biggest snook you've ever caught?
When I was 14, I caught an 18-pound, 40-inch snook.
Nate, have you heard this story before?
We had to bring that up, didn't we?
Yeah. I did that solely for you.
Yeah.
And Nate and I have literally never heard the end of it.
Ever.
I peaked at 14. I'm not going to shut up about that.
Yeah. I don't want to make you feel old or anything, but that was at least 10 years ago.
At least, I know.
And then you guys have a deer lease, Nate. I think you, this is the first year you haven't done a deer
right,
lease.
Right, yeah. So this is the first year we haven't had it, but we had one for 6 years prior.
So Kaylee spent a lot of time tree stand with you guys. And
yeah, she would sit with us, and she would also just come down to the camp and hang out around the fire and hang out with people. Right.
I'm sorry. I would like to hear the tree stand story.
Oh, last time I sat in a tree stand with my little brother, I had a panic attack and cried.
Okay, so this is what we're working with, right?
Yeah.
That's good baseline.
That's a baseline,
for everyone
right there.
To understand.
The data scientists listening to this are like, okay, let's get our pen and notebook because this is going to get good.
Right. I'm better at the fishing.
Yeah. So we talked Kaylee into going duck hunting. Somehow we convinced her that this needed to happen.
Yeah.
I believe you pushed on her about this.
I mean, I've always wanted her to go. I think she would have enjoyed it and, you know. We're about to find out if she actually did.
To set the stage, I just got a couple more notes here before we get into the meat of the story. We left your house at 2:45
yes.
on Saturday morning.
A.M.
A.M.
in the morning. Kaylee, were you aware that there was a 2:45?
I was not at all.
In your life, how many times have you seen 2:45 in the morning?
I've seen it staying up that late.
How many times?
A handful of times.
Because in my knowledge of knowing you, which has been, you know, all your life.
Right.
You're usually in bed by 9.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, I have not woken up that early ever in my entire life.
Okay. We get to the boat ramp 4:35, something like that.
Yeah,
after a
there.
Great car ride.
It was a great car ride. All six of us crammed into the Sequoia, living the dream. So it was, as I mentioned, it was Kaylee and her dad, me, Nate, their brother Matt, and Em. We had to do two runs. Because mm-hmm. of the duck boat, you can't get everybody in the duck boat with the 4,000 decoys we bring.
Right.
So we were hunting saltwater. We make the first run out. I leave Nate and Em and Matt out there to fend for themselves with the sharks.
Sharks and the stingrays and the...
Although on this given morning, there was no water. I you guys probably saw it on social media a couple weeks ago. There was...
Negative low tide.
Yeah, it was bad.
But it was so foggy.
It was pretty foggy.
Very foggy.
No water.
Like the boat stopped, like... How many, we think it was like 30 yards from,
from
the shoreline where we were trying to get?
We could not see the shoreline.
Yeah. So it was complete sketchville all the way around. So, and I'll go ahead and say this. All in all, we had a great morning. We only put a couple birds in the boat. But with that, we're going to get into letting Kaylee kind of handle the meat of some of this story. Kaylee Grace.
Stephen Travis.
This is your moment. What's going through your head when we get to the boat ramp? Like we're first
in
line.
Is that where you want to start?
Is that not where
Kaylee
I want to start?
Kaylee has some notes.
Yeah, Emily
I'm
going to
tell
notes.
You, listeners of Cast and Blast. The moment Kaylee got into our vehicle to go on this hunt, she said one thing, and I was like, oh, here we go. I said, I'm taking notes. And so this is the first note I have on my little phone.
I'm scared.
This might have to get bleeped. 3 seconds into the ride, Kaylee introduces the phrase...
No, we can't talk about
okay.
that.
No.
Especially about my sister.
That was a real thing.
Especially on my podcast.
I did say that, though. I did say that.
Before we got to the 12 Oaks gate.
Kaylee, okay.
Basically, my overalls were too small.
Yeah. And this had been like a point of contention because she was like, I have these overalls. Can I wear them? They're camo. And I was like, yeah, wear camo overalls.
I forgot to mention.
No.
I bought them when I was like 16 years old.
They were youth larges.
Just say they were tight. They were a little tight.
I think what we have just said without saying the word.
Yeah.
That will be fine.
That will
be fine.
Suffice.
I presented a problem.
But I said that before we left the neighborhood.
Some other things
she said. You hijacked this show, so roll with it.
Some other things she said. This was on the ride down. Which, how long were we in the car? 3 hours?
hour and a half.
4 hours.
Hour and 45 minutes.
I didn't realize people actually were awake and out at this hour while looking around at the traffic.
It's true. Sure, I said better things than that, though, that we could
what
put
about
in.
Hundo P?
You could say that.
Whoever I end up meeting, I need to watch them sleep.
She that said that. That.
Who says that?
I did say that. I feel like I need to explain.
Ever heard.
All right.
Okay, we'll get there. I have to explain myself.
Kaylee.
Absolutely, you do.
So, Kaylee, we roll into... I did, because I was being courteous to the women in the vehicle, we made our emergency racetrack stop.
We did.
For snacks.
The last potty break.
The last potty break that wasn't a porta potty. What's going through your head? We get to a boat ramp at 4, 4:30, 4:45 in the morning. We're first in line. Like, there's boats waiting on us.
I feel like we're going to get our spot because we're the first people there.
Did you feel the sense of urgency?
Yes, I did, for sure. And I felt excitement. I was, like, ready to go. I hadn't hit the wall yet. We'd been up for a solid 2.5 hours-ish. I felt good.
Okay, so you're in at this point. You're having fun.
Yes.
You're excited.
Yes.
Anticipatory. So we leave you and your dad.
For a long time.
I think we were going 33 minutes. I timed it.
Part of the reason it was a long time is it took us a while to find the shore because it was so foggy.
It was, yeah. Like, it was like London fog type deal.
It was like couldn't see 30 yards type foggy.
So we dropped the guys off. I dropped the guys and him off with their waders and their decoys, and they start setting out our, we use long lines, whole bunch of decoys.
Thousands.
And I make the run back to the ramp was maybe a 10-minute boat ride. I did not get lost on the way back in the fog, which, thank God, because that would have been embarrassing.
That would have been tough.
I left you guys there to hunt, and I left Kaylee and her dad at the boat ramp, and I'm meandering around somewhere in the middle of this river. So I get back, get you guys. We get in the boat ride.
Yep.
Impressions of the boat ride.
It was cold.
Okay.
And foggy. I felt like it was that scene from Harry Potter.
That's what I would say, yeah.
Which I think you mentioned. Doesn't this feel like Harry Potter? It felt like that scene. I don't remember exactly what movie or what scene.
Like when you're running through the clouds or something.
Right, or when they're on the boats and they show that scene of it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
That's what it felt like. It was dark and foggy.
Now, did you see any of the ducks flying off the water?
No.
When we were running? They're hard to see. Like, they're right at the edge.
I don't have the trained eye.
Yeah, you don't.
Or the goggles.
True, it's all about the goggles.
So we go riding around until we come upon 3 headlamps bobbing around along the shoreline.
Hilarious. That's all you see is just 3 lights shining.
Disembodied lights, yes. Bouncing around.
Yes.
And we roll up there. We didn't run through the decoys.
Yeah, I was working hard to shine the decoys so you wouldn't.
What were you expecting when we got there?
I feel like it met my expectations of, like, just from what y'all described.
Okay.
Of the kind of island mangroves, you know.
We get out of the boat because we have to.
There's literally like 2 inches of water all around us.
Yeah, the mangroves are what, 10 feet from the water at this point?
Yeah.
Which is super unusual. That's a hard hunt. We throw Kaylee and her dad out. Nate and I go drag the boat up under the mangroves, 100 yards down the beach, somewhere.
Something like that.
And people, it is still dark outside.
Yeah, what was her quote about that?
This is a quote from Kaylee Henderson. Quote, "I feel like this is the time of day when the sun feels like it's never going to come. Eternal darkness." End quote.
That's what it felt like.
You may have mentioned that 3 or 4 times.
I felt like I'd been awake for 12 hours already and the sun was still not shining.
Even though at this point it had been less than 4.
Right, but it felt longer.
It was, in her defense, it was so foggy. There was like no moonlight or anything. We have a quote from the Peanut Gallery.
Also in her defense, so many of you listeners may remember Nate's keep from last week was his new headlamp that he fell in love with.
Yes.
And my release for this week, even though I don't technically get one, is Nate's headlamp that he fell in love with. Because you'd say his name, like, "Hey, Nate," and then he'd look at you, and it would be the intensity of 1,000 suns burning into your eyes.
It was like talking to a train.
It was terrible.
Did you think Amtrak was coming
out? I was blinded
your
probably 6 times. It's amazing I hit any ducks that day.
I heard at least
I have to say about that.
3 people yell at Nate, like, in sincere aggravation about that headlamp at some point that day.
Oh, people were going in.
They were mad
that morning.
Or maybe jealous.
No. All I could see were just spots. Every time I opened my eyes, there was just spots.
Do you feel like there's a lot of shade getting thrown at you?
Lots. Shade from my headlamp?
Yeah, shade from your headlamp, which, thank God for your headlamp, we would have never found you again.
See? Thank you.
It was like a lighthouse out there in the fog and the darkness.
Yes.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse.
So, sun comes up.
Finally.
And ducks start pouring in.
No. I am bundled up in, like, pants, socks, boots, gloves, a face camo face mask thing, a hoodie, another hoodie.
Did I see hot hands
hot
get
hands,
passed around at
hot
one
feet.
Point?
Was it like 55 degrees?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near as cold as it has gotten.
Right. No, but it was windy. Was it windy?
No.
Yeah,
it was
not
cold,
for
though.
A duck hunt.
Off the water, it was chilly.
Yeah, it was maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour.
And it's not like I was running around. I was sitting still.
True, yeah. Florida girl.
Hot it's, hands it's in 55 like, degree weather.
Yeah.
It was not 55 degrees.
What did you think?
50 degrees.
What did you think about seeing the world come alive? This is the first time that's ever happened for you, right? Because even as a fisher person, you're usually...
I've never gotten up early to go fishing.
Yeah, you're usually an evening fisher person.
Right. The sunrise was beautiful. I prefer sunsets because I'm well rested. But the sunrise was beautiful, and I have lots of good pictures that I took Instagram story.
What'd you think about sitting in the blind, just hanging out?
So I think my favorite part of the whole trip was, it's going to get girly, because my love language is quality time. So that was my favorite part of it, all of us being together. I mean, my five of my favorite people all together for however long we were together. So that was really, really fun.
Too long.
Yeah, Nate and Matt slid down to a point a little bit down from us to see if they could snipe a duck or two. And our best guess is just with that tide being so bad, like our decoys were about to start tipping over. There was just no water. So it was kind of a bad morning to go. But it worked out with everybody's schedule, mm-hmm. with your both brothers and everything else to be able to go. What was your least favorite part?
Getting up at 2:30.
Okay. But that was the only
I wasn't like disappointed. I wasn't necessarily even trying to shoot any ducks. Like I just wanted to experience the whole thing for the first time. Maybe next time I'll try.
But we did get her license and everything.
Yes,
for the listeners out
yes,
there.
Yes, like, it was all legal.
She was all on the up and up.
I wasn't disappointed about anything. I just didn't like getting up that early. If we could have done that at like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Instead of 2 a.m.
Sure.
I would have been, that's like right up my alley.
Now, that said, how about the nap?
The nap was magical until I woke up and then I felt like I was hungover. And it was not good for like an hour. And then I felt okay.
You napped too long.
I napped for 2 hours.
Yeah. You got to manage your duck. Duck hunting naps are, Nate, speak to this. You're an expert in this.
They're glorious. As long as you don't sleep too long.
Right. And they usually overlap with football. So you can put a football game
right.
on. And
she's excusable. She's a rookie at this. Rookie mistake. You don't nap too long.
So what do? Set an alarm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like hour and a half.
And do you snooze
I'm
it
sorry. Do you not normally set alarms when you nap?
No, because normally I only nap for like an hour. But because I was been awake for 100 years.
See, what you did was you tried to make up for sleep, and you can't do that.
I did.
You take a nap. Listeners.
But I just fell asleep and woke up 2 hours later.
Potential duck hunters of America, this is a pro tip. Nate, how long?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. You can snooze the alarm a time or two, but you need to bring your body back
right
after an hour and a half.
I mean, maximum hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like 30 to an hour is usually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hour 15 is pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go past the hour or I'm like you. I feel like I got
Yeah. Normally, if I take a nap, it's an hour and I'm good. But I feel like very tired. And we had a party that night that we had to go to. So I was like, I got to rest up.
I feel like that may be on us. Like maybe we didn't coach her well enough going into that.
All y'all could talk about was the nap. I feel like I realized that people only duck hunt for the nap later. It's not even for the experience of duck hunting.
Oh, no, we haven't killed ducks in weeks. We just go so we can take a nap
right,
later.
Right, you just get up at dark 30
right.
to take a nap later.
Yeah.
Well, and breakfast.
Yeah, we did skip breakfast. How'd you feel about breakfast?
Oh, a Cracker Barrel, biscuits all day, every day.
Yeah, which that might be the hungriest I've ever been in my life.
It was like 11 o'clock by the time we ate. So we had been up for 9 hours.
And hadn't eaten yet.
8.5 hours.
Nope. Except for Em.
I ate granola bars. Oh, Emily ate the entire time. Every time I looked over at her, she was opening a pack of jerky or popping some stuff in her mouth. I'm like, what are you doing? I ate one granola bar.
We have a future episode planned on boat snacks. But I feel like Nate and I don't even need to be here for that. Emily could just handle it on her own because she's a snack expert.
You got to know. You got to plan out your carbs and your proteins and how you're going to sustain yourself so you don't get hangry. Because everyone's holding guns. Why do you want to be hangry?
You never get hangry.
I know.
In fact, she has her own blind bag just so she can carry snacks.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else. There's no ammo. There's no...
Chapstick.
Yeah, chapstick and snacks. That's what's in there. Maybe some earplugs. Did you wear earplugs? Oh.
What the hell was that?
Kaylee, can you tell us about the earplug situation?
So Emily has these earplugs that apparently are like life-changing because...
She got them for Christmas.
She got them for Christmas. I think she got them off Amazon or something. She can put them in her ear, but there's a hole in the earplug so she can hear what people are saying. So you're not totally deaf to your surroundings. But clearly she can't hear herself because a duck flew or something flew by.
Okay,
I don't know what it was. Yeah, you want to take
finish,
it from here?
But let me just tell you what happened.
Okay. There was an aggressive bird.
There were three ducks that were skirting the edge of our decoys. The first three ducks we've seen all day. Nate's down there and he gives us a little psst hey, here they come. Meanwhile, a belted kingfisher flies about 5 feet in front of us.
He flew at my face.
Kaylee, what happens?
Towards my eyes.
And all you hear is, what the hell was that? Like, super loud. And Travis is like, what are you doing? And it was kind of, it was just, we had a moment. And I finally leaned over to her. I was like, you're kind of loud. You're kind of getting loud.
It was peaceful. It was quiet. It was a sanctuary out there, except for Em talking because she couldn't hear herself talk because of these stupid earplugs.
I legit thought I was being quiet. What's awful about the whole thing.
You legit were not.
Like, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying because I thought I was being so stealth mode out there.
It was hilarious.
For our listeners out there who have never been duck hunting, was there something you were expecting that was different?
Well, from what I heard about the place we were hunting, there was going to be like 500 ducks flying at my face. And yes, that did not happen.
I feel like she's pointing a finger at me.
So right, I feel like you should feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the main thing I was expecting that didn't happen. But I wasn't genuinely disappointed by that.
What flavor of Haterade do you have in that glass over there that you're drinking?
Orange. It's my favorite.
we did see a lot of ducks.
We did.
On the way out, but...
And that was really cool.
Yeah, the tide just had us fouled up.
Yeah.
In my defense.
Fouled up.
What was something you were not expecting?
Yeah, the clown questions.
Yeah, that was actually my next question is, can you talk a little bit about clowns?
So we're sitting there.
This is sounding foreign to our listeners.
Right, so we're sitting there. I'm sitting by Emily, my dad, and Travis. Nate and Matt are around the corner a little bit. And we're just in there, you know, sun shining, waiting for ducks. And Emily just goes, Kaylee, what would you do if a clown just started walking out of the water towards us? What kind of question is that?
You're looking at me, her husband, as though I can answer this question. I can't. I can't help you with this.
So then that was a running joke. I would say, Emily, what would you do if a duck-sized clown flew by and just flew at your face? And it was a running joke the entire time.
Then it divulged into, like, what if every one of those 1,000 ducks sitting out there all of a sudden turned into a clown?
Yeah.
And started walking toward us.
And fun fact, clowns are one of my biggest fears. Like,
really?
Yes.
We did not know that.
I did not know that.
Oh, well, they are. So the thought, you know, thinking about clowns that much had me feeling anxious.
I don't like how you can't see their faces because of the makeup or whatever.
Are we talking about clowns or ducks?
Clowns. And so, like, that to me is like a funny spin on abject terror to think of, like, you're sitting on the beach and all of a sudden the sand starts, like, shifting just in, like, a man-shaped thing.
You're the only one that has these thoughts, I can guarantee.
And, like, all of a sudden the thing, like, rises out of the sand and it's like a clown and his makeup's perfect and he's just like, hey.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Then he gets shot in the face.
Right. Well, yeah. I think our conclusion to every question was
shoot the
I would
clown.
Shoot him because that's what you do with clowns.
I don't know. But it's like, you don't think you'd have, well, maybe you, I guess it's fight or flight. I feel like I would have a moment of hesitation where I would be like, it really happened. It's a clown. It really happened.
Yeah.
And then it would kill me.
I just thought she was going to ask me some, like, deep theological question.
What,
like,
do you feel about God when you're sitting out here in this duck blind?
No, it was, what would you do if a clown? And then it was all over.
Thank goodness she had the earplugs out when she asked you that question.
Right.
<'Cause> Kaylee, what would you do if a clown came out of the water?
Because the people across the
They
ocean
were answering her questions.
Could, yes.
They had a complete, yeah, the guys on the other point knew everything that was going on with
I
us.
I said, what the heck was that? And they yelled, it's a belted kingfisher.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they're good friends.
Okay, rate your duck hunt. 1 to 10.
8.5.
Wow. Would you go again?
Yes.
What are you doing Saturday morning?
Sleeping like a normal person. But I feel like, to document my duck hunting experience, I did an Instagram story, like, started the night before, kind of did a thing. And I did a poll on Instagram asking my dedicated friends and followers if I would love duck hunting or hate it. And I think it ended up being like 52% said I would hate it. But I think these are people.
Clearly came down on the side of enjoying it.
And I, yeah.
Like, is it something you would do? Duck season's 3 months long. Something you do 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah. Not like all the time.
You
like
would do
you
it
do.
Every weekend. But
no. But if it can be all of us together, I think that's my favorite part. It's just like we have an excuse to hang around and there's no distraction. Exactly. You're stuck together.
Even though we have cell phones and stuff, for the most part, you're not on them.
No.
You're out there watching around and enjoying Nate shaking his head.
And the Cracker Barrel breakfast was worth it all.
Right. Duck hunting is way, to me, it's as much as any other thing in the outdoors about fellowship in the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I love about it is you get all these good conversations. You didn't get to experience the duck part very well.
Right. But I'm okay with that. And I feel like it's less stressful, like, than the last time I went hunting. That was not fun. And even sometimes fishing can be a little stressful if you have a lot of people on the boat and you're all reeling in fish at the same time. So this was just very calm, relaxed.
Chilled,
which is what you need when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's probably why I like it so much too. It's the social aspect of it. Because it's not like sitting in a deer stand where you have to be quiet all the time or, you know, whatever. You know, you can have a normal conversation, and then if you see ducks, you're like, oh, and then you can go back to having a normal conversation.
Particularly hunting open water like we were.
Right.
They usually have a wide range to come in, so you can see them pretty far off.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fun to hang out and talk about weird stuff like clowns.
And I think being able to experience it with my two brothers, my dad, and, I mean, you're like an adopted brother to me.
Absolutely.
So I think that was just really cool that we've all grown up fishing and hanging out together. And that we were able to do that was super fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. I was glad we all got to do it. When we wrapped up the formal hunt, I ran Kaylee and her dad back and left Nate, Matt, and M to...
The veterans.
Nate, Matt, and M to pick up the decoys. And when I came back, there were no decoys picked up, but there were ducks that had been shot, which
right.
I told you would happen,
yes,
right?
You
On the
did.
Way back, I was like, they're going to kill ducks while we're gone.
You did.
And sure enough, they did. So all in all, it turned into a successful hunt. There were some birds that hit the water. Everybody had a good time. We were safe. Kaylee got to experience it. How'd you feel about it? As the big brother, like you're Kaylee's big brother.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed the fact that she enjoyed it. And it was just a good morning. Hope to do it again with you sometime.
The only thing I think I would have changed in retrospect is we did set up, and we set up on this point particularly because it was a little bit deeper, but it was facing the sun. Which made for a pretty sunrise, but also made it hard on your eyes after a little while. And we set, I forget what our cutoff time was, but we set a pretty hard cutoff time.
9.
I told you guys at 9, because we really didn't want you to have a bad experience. We wanted to get out of there and not prolong it. Most old-time duck hunters, there's a few that like to hunt facing the sun because it silhouettes the ducks, but they also have, you know, retina damage. We set up facing the sun intentionally because we needed that deeper water.
Right.
But as it turns out, that deeper water... wasn't
help.
There.
Yeah, no, it didn't help and wasn't there.
Anyway, live and learn. It was a good chance to take. Sometimes when you're duck hunting, you swing for the fences.
And sometimes you miss.
And sometimes you swing and miss.
Sometimes you just talk about clowns for 4 hours.
Loudly. All right, Kaylee Grace, put a bow on this for us. Is there anything our listeners should know about duck hunting or trying duck hunting or anything else that you can offer?
So I feel like if you're leery about duck hunting like I was, you really just need to try it. Just go for it, because I was not excited about waking up at 2:30. Who's excited about waking up at 2:30? Probably Travis. But
yeah. And Nate.
Normal people are not excited about that. But overall, it was a really good experience. And take your BFFs with you or your family and just enjoy nature together.
Get outside.
Get outside, because I like to stay inside and watch Netflix, but it was worth it. Going outside.
Thank you for being such an amazing sport and joining us.
Anytime.
Nate gave it the thumbs up. I'm really worried Nate's not going to pull through this
I know,
episode.
I'm kind of concerned.
We get to do like a memorial portion at the end of this episode about
I'm
Nate.
I'm here. I'm alive. I'm good.
If you think you might want to be a co-host on the Cast and Blast Florida podcast,
send a text to Nate's phone. If no one responds, send one to me.
It's time for Keep and Release.
Nate, what's your keep item this week, bud?
Keep item this week is I'm going to the national championship.
Yeah, we're recording this before Monday.
Before Monday. So this episode will drop Tuesday after, and I'm pretty pumped about it.
You will not be awake when this episode drops, more than likely.
Most likely not.
If everything goes well, you'll still be living the dream.
Partying it up. Yeah, going up, seeing my girlfriend and her family, and we're going to the game, and go Dawgs.
Yeah, you're a big Bulldog fan.
Yep.
For the listeners that don't know that.
Yes.
You are also a Florida State fan, but...
I am. I'm more of a Georgia fan by association because my girlfriend's family. I'm a big Florida State fan.
You call Florida State your...
My home team. That's my home team. That's my probably my number one. Close number two would be Georgia by association because my girlfriend's family, they're big Georgia people, big Georgia fans. They have season tickets and I get to go every now and then. Looking forward to it.
Most of our blood relatives went to Alabama, though.
This is true. We have a lot of family in Alabama that went to
Alabama.
Yeah,
this is kind of a house divided.
So,
thing,
yeah,
right?
It's a little, it's an area of contention.
You'll sleep well no matter who wins, but you're really wanting Georgia to win.
Yeah.
Based on the girlfriend and the.
I don't know if I'll sleep well, but yes.
Okay. I'm happy for you. That's super exciting.
No, I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Do you want to go ahead and do your release since it's kind of in tandem with that?
Yeah, so I've been under the weather the last couple of days. A little bit of head cold. Hoping to get better by the weekend. I think I'm on the up and up, but we'll kind of see tomorrow. So I'm releasing head colds.
Yeah.
Forever.
I like that. Like we did with PETA.
Right. They're done.
So essentially you're healed at this point. By the time this airs, you'll be good.
Bingo.
To go. All right. So my release goes kind of with your head cold, and that is 30 degree weather. I'm liking the cold weather as a duck hunter. I like it. Pushes some birds around, stirs some things up. When it gets below 30, that's uncalled for.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
We live in Florida for a reason.
Yeah, it just seems unnecessary.
The reason is not 30-degree weather.
Right.
All year long. And we're going to have it for like 4 days straight. So it's a little ridiculous.
The good news is I don't think we're going to have a long enough stretch to cause any damage to our snook fishery.
Yeah, no,
we'll
think
some
so.
Mild casualty, but nothing like we had back in 2009, 2010, no, I agree. Any of that stuff. So
I agree.
My keep item. I've been on you about this a little bit. I finished it today.
Okay.
The show Godless on Netflix. Have you seen the show?
I have not seen the show. I know about it.
The premise is it's a Western.
Right.
Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber in the Newsroom is the bad guy. It's just, if you like Westerns, it's really, really well done. Not kid friendly, but super, super good show. I think it's only 7 episodes. They're about an hour long each. Mm. And it's like watching a movie.
Yeah. No, I need to check it out because I like Westerns.
Your brother is going to London soon. I was going to recommend it to him. Like, that would be perfect to download for a flight. Like, it'd be like watching a movie.
That might be what I do.
There you go. Yeah, you're going to London.
Because we're going to London to visit him in February. So I might do that.
But yeah, highly recommend it. It's awesome. The actress in there, Merritt Weaver, she's incredible. She's a gunfighter a little bit. And it's really, really good.
Nice. So
highly recommend Godless.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. All production and editing is done by Emily Thompson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media @Cast and Blast FL.